Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Alright, it's time for a special week of N4G Radio, and I say special because I don't have any gamers called. And everybody just turned the show off.
Yep. So now we can say ever what the hell we want.
Talk to ourselves for the next 2 hours.
We can't say whatever we want. The last time we tried that, God shot the podcast recording down and burned
it. He sent a hurricane.
That is true. That is
The last time we tried to go uncensored was an unmitigated disaster.
That's saying it lightly, but you know what? It's probably good nobody ever heard that.
No, it definitely was good that nobody ever heard that.
Yeah. Damn, I wanted to hear it.
No, you didn't.
You really didn't. It was pretty bad.
It was very bad.
It was pretty offensive. Even
it was
if
a very large
offensive.
Group of people.
Yeah, it was a lot of people, and it was a lot of offensive conversation.
Even if you're not easily offended, you would be offended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with us this week, we have the Wombat.
Hello.
We have Killer Wolverine back on the show after a week off.
Yes.
He almost wasn't here today. He was almost at the event we will not mention until Gambus is ready to mention it.
I apologize to him. I'm not feeling too good. I didn't get much sleep, so I thought I'd stay home. Plus, you know, for other reasons, but I didn't feel I should be there, so.
Yeah, well, you know. And also with us, once again, we have Drew Leachman, Frustrated Fury.
What's up?
And we have, from across the pond, as always, our European correspondent, Mr. John W.
Oh, hello, that's me.
That's you.
It is you.
Yeah, we're a multicultural podcast now. And special guest returning with us this week is Mr. Jeff Borsick, the Scorched Angel.
Hello.
Who is going to blame us for his failings, because he has to be on the show.
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, it's your fault.
Okay.
Wow.
Alright, so we're going to get started up here, and I don't even know where to go if Gambus isn't here. It's alien to me. So why don't
we should breeze through this then.
Yeah, we totally should. But let's spin the giant Price is Right wheel and see who it lands on. I don't really have...
I guess nobody do.
No. When did they do that on the Price is Right? Did Bob Barker...
Never mind, God.
He was talking about, like, spin the bottle.
Oh, well, that's a different joke.
That is a different joke.
It was a different joke, but I was trying to squeeze it in, and you wouldn't let me.
That's what
so
she said.
I just felt like an idiot.
Anyway, fine, I'll spin the wheel, and it'll stop on Drew, then.
Well, bam, well, there you go.
There you go. So what you been playing this week?
Oh, a lot of the same, actually. Played Dead Rising 2, finished it up. That game is frustrating. And infuriating at the same time, but the last two boss fights, my God, they take away your weapons, so you have to go like bare fisted.
That's what she
and
said.
Then I don't know. Well, never mind. I'm not going too far. But it's still a great game. You know, I think I can say it because the first game had it. They have an overtime mode, obviously. It's in the achievements, if you look at the achievements. And the overtime mode in the second one, I think, was a little lackluster. In fact, you can do the overtime mode about an hour, if that.
Ooh.
Yeah, that basically just make you run around and collect, like, five or six things, and then do the boss fight. So, but, you know, I still enjoyed the game. I want to go back to it and get some more of those little... somewhat easy trophies that I can get. But, you know, I think that's one of those games that I'll probably come back to in about a year or something like that, to be honest with you.
Now, I know me and Killer Wolverine finally got on and played some co-op.
Yeah.
And that makes the game a whole lot more fun.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But you have to. But you have to be careful because it doesn't auto save for either one of you. So, like, if you get so far into it and then you die, you either have to start the whole thing over or load your last save, which could have been forever ago.
Yeah. But did you try any of the other multiplayer things, like the Terror's Reality stuff?
No, I haven't tried any of those yet.
Okay. Well, that's a really good way to earn money. Even if you get last place and everything, you'll still win probably about $6,000.
Phew.
That you can transfer over. They had the whole thing about getting Zombrex, you know, for Katie and stuff like that. I mean, you can find Zombrex at places. If you save certain survivors, you can get Zombrex as well, or you can buy it. And to be honest with you, you never have a real problem finding Zombrex. I mean, I thought it was going to be one of those very difficult things where, you know, you're going to have to struggle to find it and stuff like that, but nah, it's actually really easy.
Hmm.
But, yeah, the co-op is actually really good if you're getting pissed at a boss. Just have one of your buddies jump in, and you can double-team him.
Yeah, we tried that. We actually that was the first psychopath I had faced, was the guy with the giant tiger.
Oh, yeah, Snowflake.
Yeah, and we beat him real easily. Like, we just killed him real quick, and then the tiger came out and ate us both.
Well, you know, you can tame the tiger, and it can be you could take it back to the safe house with you.
Really? How do you tame it?
You have to either get hunks of meat like the zombies are eating, or there's steaks laying around, and you have to wait for the tiger to charge you and then throw it at the tiger and he'll eat it.
Interesting.
How did you figure that one out?
There is a trophy or achievement for doing it, plus there's this wonderful website, it's called Game Facts. they tell you every fucking thing. But
no way.
Yeah, because I couldn't kill the friggin' thing. I just ran from it. So, but yeah, you can tame it. It's actually really cool. I mean, as long as it follows you around, as long as you don't go back to the safe house. Because when you go back to the safe house, it's basically like a survivor. You take it back to the safe house, when it just stays there. But if you just want to run around with it, it kills every friggin' zombie you come across.
That's nice. Funny. It just hangs out in the safe house. Hey, look, everybody, here's a tiger.
Hey guys, yeah. I'm a wild tiger. Don't mind me, other survivors. So I'll just be over here chewing on somebody's leg.
Yeah, or put it right next to your daughter.
Oh, yeah, that's safe. That's good parenting.
It'd be funny if you rescued it first, and then every survivor you brought back, it ate them. Not a survivor anymore, are you?
Should be an achievement for that.
I saved you from the zombies. Meet my man-eating tiger.
But yeah, finished that game up. Actually really cool. I think I restarted twice. With both restarts, I want to say it probably took maybe around 15 hours.
Hmm.
So, you know, I think that if you didn't restart and you just tried to breeze through the main story, it'd take you about maybe 7 hours.
Do you even think you could do it with just what you level up in the first time through?
It would be very, very, very difficult because, you know, there's something that happens later on in the game that makes the zombies even more stronger and faster.
Wonderful.
So, yeah. So, and that right there, and I was like level 38, and they were like jumping on me and stuff. So, but yeah, Dead Rising 2, finished that up. Great game. I still suggest it to anybody who likes killing zombies, but, let's see, I played a good amount of Birth by Sleep on the PSP, the new Kingdom Hearts game. It's been a while since I played a Kingdom Hearts game, and you have to get back in that little cutesy mentality. If you don't, you're going to be like, Jesus Christ. But it's actually really good. You don't really get party members anymore. You have these things called D-Links, which is basically... You're in that world, so like say you're in like I don't know, I'm trying to think, like Peter Pan's level. Peter's not with you, he's like with you in spirit or whatever. So
is he dead?
He's not dead, he's offering moral support, but when you have them in your moral support party or whatever, you can use their abilities. And
from the way I'm saying, gets a lot of moral support from Peter.
Wow, really? That's kind of gross.
But yeah, it's actually not bad. It's rather long. Apparently, there are three campaigns, and each campaign has a different story. And I think one campaign will last you about 10 hours. So, but I haven't got too far into it. Let's see. Oh, played through and finished Comic Jumper as well.
That game is so funny.
The game is hilarious. like I said on Twitter, I post like it was funny because I got it that night and it took forever to download 2 gigs, and I started playing it. It was late at night. I think I posted on Twitter. I was like, "This song sums up the entire game of Comic Jumper," and it was the theme of Brad because that theme's hilarious and it's awesome. And so I posted the video of it, and then some dude retweeted it, and kind of found out it was the dude that wrote the song from Twisted Pixel. So I'm following him on Twitter now.
Nice.
But Comic Jumper is actually really, really good. It is frustrating, very frustrating. It's like bullet hell times 5.
Yeah, that game will whoop your ass real fast.
The last mission was almost impossible for me. Like, I was getting mad. I was yelling at the television. I was going to throw my roommate's controller, but he stopped me. So, it was really, really, really difficult. Because sometimes there's, like, boss fights that are, like, almost 5 or 6 minutes. And if you die, there is absolutely no checkpoint. So you have to go back to the beginning of the boss fight. I died twice during that last boss fight. And like that's like 15 minutes worth of gameplay I had to redo over and over. So, but I still say it's worth it because it was hilarious. Like, my two roommates were sitting there watching me play it, and I was asking them if they wanted to play, and they're like, no, they don't want to play, but they think it's awesome that they can sit there and watch it and have a good time. So, I think it takes a lot of effort to get a game to be funny, and these guys did a great job of it. But, I'm trying to think other than that.
Oops.
I
accidentally, I'm trying to bring something up here. Give me a second.
Okay.
You won't be able to hear it, but, I'm going to play the ringtone from the intro, because, the guys at Twisted Pixel sent it to me.
God, that ringtone is insane.
Boom goes my ringtone. I need to put that on my phone.
But, let's see.
That's great.
I'm trying to think of anything else. Nothing else, really. I mean, I played a crap ton of Dead Rising 2 to finish that up, and I played a crap ton of Comic Jumper. That's been the most of my weekend.
And we played Halo last night, but...
Yeah,
eventually.
You call that playing Halo?
Well, eventually, we played Halo.
Yeah, eventually we played Halo.
Yeah. So, if you want to talk about that, I mean
that. Well, I mean, I could probably say a few things because this is the first Halo I played since Halo 3 back in like 2007. So I didn't know like they got all this new stuff. I had never even touched it. So yeah, I mean it plays a lot like Halo. I'll put it that way. I'm just not used to the new weapons and the new like abilities that you have now. Like they have like a loadout almost.
Yeah, you can pick different like your jetpack and then the sprint and that's all great, and it's stuff that it's fun to learn to play with until you get people who think their Forge maps are awesome.
Yeah, in reality, your Forge map sucks and it's not finished. And not only is it not finished, but even if it was finished, it would not be fun to play.
No, not in the least.
So. Well, I think the problem was we had so many people.
Well, yeah, like, there was no structure.
Like, that race would have been fun if we maybe had half the people.
No, it wouldn't, because every time I spawned in that level, I literally was out in the middle of nowhere doing nothing but walking towards all I could see was arrows.
That one we played... I spawned 4 different times in a row and couldn't even move.
Yeah, I remember that one. That one was totally broken, which I just stood there and stared at Wombat. I'm like, hey, look, I'm waving at you.
Yeah. It's like, at some point, You just want to say, look, I'm not your mother. I'm not going to tell you that your Forge map is beautiful and unlike anybody else's. Your Forge map sucks. I don't want to play it. Can we just play some freaking Halo?
Yeah, because once that started, it actually got kind of fun, even though we were losing, but still.
That's what it ended up with me, because it was me and Jeff on the same team, and I was like, could they hear us? I was like, I don't know. And I was like, man, this fucking sucks, dude.
Well, it's like even Shanghai 6 today on Twitter said, you know, once we got everybody to quit trying to play their broken Forge maps, we actually had a good time.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah. But big shout out to everybody who showed up to play. That was pretty fun once we got everything going.
Yeah, I had a great fucking time.
I love you.
I don't think you got kicked.
No, I got kicked. Trust me, I got kicked.
Well, like I said, if I knew who it was, I would put the smack down.
I don't really, whatever. It is what it is.
I thought that was a sound bite.
Huh?
I literally thought that was a sound bite.
I did too.
That was me.
Wow. But anyway, Drew, anything else besides broken Halo?
Nah, I think that's about it. I do actually want to play a little bit more Halo because it got me interested in it. I'm probably just jumping to like some Rumble Pit Slayer or something like that, probably.
Well, you know,
they still have that?
Yeah. I think all of us that actually enjoy playing the standard game should get together one night and play and just jump into some matchmaking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm done.
Have an organized game for once?
I tried to organize it, okay? Leave me alone. I had way too many people. Don't you start with me. You know every time we play Halo, somebody's got to get mad.
Oh, well, there's...
And it's,
well,
it's,
somebody
it's
else
really
got
you.
Mad later. I can't remember who it was. Somebody else was, like, hollering and yelling. I'm like, let's just fucking play Halo.
I think I missed that one.
Halo. It's in the box. Anyway, so Drew, not that I don't know what you're playing this week, but do you want to talk about what you're playing this week?
Yeah, I'm actually really excited for it. God, I swear to God,
that's a cool sound effect.
It always happens during the podcast.
How unprofessional!
Oh my God!
What the hell? Okay. Anyway, playing this week, we're going to be playing Castlevania: Lord of Shadow on the 360 for review, actually. So
yeah.
I'm gonna be playing a crap ton of it, and I have to hurry up.
There's something else in the box. I went ahead and sent it to you.
Oh, and I'm gonna be playing on PSP, God of War: Ghost of Sparta.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, they sent me that, and I'm like, you know, I really want to play this, but I don't have time, and I know nobody that owns a PSP except for Drew.
Oh yeah, I would have taken that if I would have had a PSP. I would have easily taken that, but so, I was like, well, he's gonna be a lot. Yeah, so.
That's why. Like, I emailed everybody, say, okay, I already got a game coming to me. I don't know if I want to steal this one from everybody. And then I realized, Combat's got his stolen from him.
Yeah, and Jeff, I think you stole it. Actually, I think you drove all the way up here and stole it.
Found me out. But so I guess I'll be playing it. Be playing all these God of War clones, including a God of War game.
It's kind of hard to clone yourself.
I know. But, you know what? I guarantee you some of those freaking fanboys would be like, God of War Ghost of Sparta is just a clone of God of War. And Final Fantasy is a traitor. So,
traitor.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, we're going to move on, and I'm just going to spin the wheel again, and I'm going to land on Killer Wolverine.
Oh, yay. Lucky. Let's see, I like you mentioned, played some that zombie game.
Dead Rising?
Thank you. I was thinking Left 4 Dead for some reason.
That zombie game.
So, yeah. It's sort of like Lost Planet. Once you play co-op, you don't go back to single player. So, I'm glad we played co-op, but then again, not
so much.
You're
kind of pissed.
Yeah, so, because now I have to play co-op. There's no going back to single player for me. So, kind of
K-Dub.
Yeah.
Maybe like next weekend when I'm actually home and have a break from school, we'll play some co-op. Because I bought the game the day it came out. I just barely have gotten to play it.
Yeah, man, that's fine. I'm eager to get more co-op time with that because I actually enjoy it. I mean, Right, I still hate the save system. Capcom can suck it for that. rather, you know, what we played, just going around killing zombies, not doing anything, you know.
You enjoyed my lightsaber.
I enjoyed your lightsaber, yes. Did you enjoy my flaming sword?
Can we save a clip of that and use it as blackmail later?
I think you can. No, his Zelda sword and shield that was on fire, that thing was awesome.
That was pretty cool. So combining weapons is a pretty cool feature, so I have to play around with that more. I played a little bit of FIFA 11. I was talking to John about this, because the first thing I do, I don't really play exhibition matches. I go right into career, and I created my character. And I don't know if they did this in 10 or not, but when I created my character, you get unlimited points to put on your character, so you can make him pretty fucking powerful, a player. When I played 09, you had to earn the points. So it's kind of interesting that they did it that way. John, was that new, or was that in 10 as well?
Well, I didn't play 10, so I'm not sure. Okay. But it, as I said to you earlier, I think it's just specific styles of gameplay that you can use your character on. When you go on to things like online play, or be a pro mode and stuff like that, it's not importable. So it's just basically for messing around. It doesn't affect the dynamic of the actual game itself.
Well, I mean, I just find it interesting because, you know, like I said, no 9, you know, you had to earn those points. And because you start off, obviously, as a weak player, then you got to earn your right to be a good player. But this one, you don't have to. But, you know, it's soccer. A lot of the commentary, I think, is reused from previous games.
Yeah, well, I've had the same two commentators for the last sort of 4 or 5 years, and I think they're probably just smelly for old rope now. It's stuff that they say if you watch football, real football, on a Sunday.
Oh, no, that was a sharp stab there, buddy.
In the UK, those two do the commentary on the main Sky Sports channels for the soccer, and it's pretty much what they say in the game. So,
because I was just listening and like, wait a minute, I've heard this in 09. I'm like, pretty much. You know, the commentary stayed the same, so I'm like, okay, well, whatever. I don't play the game for commentary, so I want to play more of that. I would like to play online with John sometime. That'd be fun.
I'd like a review from somebody sometime.
That's not my fault. I only found out about it a few days ago.
Oh, I was more directing that at somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know who you're directing that to, but
I don't know.
That guy's a douche. Maybe, I don't know what's the problem.
Yeah, maybe the guy I handed the $60 copy to, you know.
fight.
I played Comic Jumper. It's funny. That's pretty much all I have to say about it.
Are you mad at it? Because it's hard?
It's I'm not mad at it. I mean, it's kind of fun. I don't know what else to say about it. I've only played it for like 20 minutes or so. So,
and it's definitely got my ringtone.
It's got a great sense of humor. So I enjoy it for that. But
I'm gonna keep playing that song over and over again all day.
I didn't realize it was gonna be that difficult.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty hard. So, but play more of that to see if I actually do like it. But, and then I played Castlevania.
Castlevania.
Which is really good. I'm actually really impressed with it.
And you have done nothing yet.
No, I just recently got to chapter 2.
Yeah. I just broke chapter 9 last night. That's where I'm at. I can't even, like, fathom how many hours I have in that game.
I can't imagine how long it's going to take to beat it. I was talking to Professor Chaos. He said it took him about 15 hours. And that's, you know, just, I think he said that's, you know, not really going back to do certain things and find certain items.
Nuts.
So, it's going to be a long one, but it's going to be quite an adventure. I'm enjoying it. So.
Yeah, I'd rather have games like that be longer. As long as they keep the pacing good and doesn't get, you know, too tedious.
Yeah, I honestly can say that I don't think you actually have got to the best part of that game. Or the game doesn't even start ramping up better, if you can imagine that, until like chapter 5.
Better, yes. I'd say. It's wow. pretty damn good right now.
Trust
That's
me.
That's the thing. I actually got a little nervous when I heard that Castlevania was going to be that long, because generally I like games like that to be somewhat succinct. Like, to me, a game like that, 8 hours is a pretty good length. So hearing now that it manages to keep up the pace for pretty much the entire game makes me feel better.
Oh yeah, they pace the new items and weapons perfectly. Like, just as soon as you think you've seen everything you're gonna see, you get this new ability and you're like, oh, that's bad.
Right, because I mean, that's the thing about God of War 2 was I still haven't beat God of War 3, amazingly. But the thing about God of War 2 was that by the time it was over, I was ready for it to be over.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was one of those things where for the first. To me, and I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way, because I love God of War, but to...
Did we lose him?
Yep.
Awesome.
Wait, I'm back. I'm back.
Okay.
Don't hear me.
Okay.
Sorry, I got accidentally muted. No, but I was saying the God of War 2, especially the first one, not as much, but the second one, I felt like about that it peaked about probably 8 hours in. And then towards the end, it took me, I think, 10 or 11 hours to beat it. And the last couple hours, I was kind of, oh, come on, just be open. So to hear that Castlevania manages to keep up the pace the whole time makes me feel much better.
I actually, and I don't get this very often, I don't want it to end.
That's good.
And I can't. I think I'm close to like 10 hours into it, and I'm still like, oh, I can't wait. Because, you know, I'm getting close to the end. There's 3 Lords of Shadow. I've beat 2 of them, and I just can't wait to see the last one. So, yeah, it's really, really good, and it sucks because I haven't been playing it for review, and like every time I have to play something, I'm like, I want to play Castlevania. So, yeah. So Castlevania, Killer Wolverine, it's good.
Yeah, the first... I guess, end of the chapter boss fight in chapter 1. I forget what they call them, but it gave me a real Shadow of the Colossus vibe.
The Ice Titan.
Yeah, the guy is fucking huge. You only see him from the waist up, and he's fucking huge. And, yeah, I got a Shadow of the Colossus vibe from, you know, how you're supposed to defeat him.
Yeah, that boss battle pissed me off, though. Like, I really wanted to throw my controller across the room.
Really?
You might want to bump the difficulty down, then.
I did. That's how I beat it. I had to bump it down to easy.
Oh,
really?
Snap.
I didn't think he was... Wow.
I had a lot of trouble. Maybe it was just the mood I was in. I wasn't, like, focused enough. I don't know, but...
Because that boss was cake compared to what you're going to be playing.
Son of a bitch.
That's one other thing about the game is it makes you earn every kill. Like, if you walk into... It's like Ninja Gaiden. You walk into a room, you could easily die just by the regular enemies in that room.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what you... If you don't use the right combat. You know, and if you don't like that, you can bump it down to easy so it's still playable. But if you want the challenge... And it's been a good challenge. I never died and was like, you know, like that was cheap, or that wasn't my fault. I just gave up too many hits on myself, and that's why I had to restart.
Yeah. I think that's what I was having problems with. I kept giving up too many hits on that boss, and I just, the amount of health I had at the point of the battle, I would have had to restart if I really wanted to do it right.
Yeah. And in games like that, typically, at least the way I play it, I don't use the block button. This game, you have to use the block button.
Oh, yeah. If you don't use the block button, you shouldn't even be playing this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won't make it very far.
No, you won't. So, but,
Yeah, just judging from the demo, it seems like dodge is very important, too.
Extremely.
Like, not just blocking, but dodging.
Later in the game, the countering, the dodging, the blocking, it all becomes just ridiculously imperative to actually get through the game. It will spank you and have no remorse about it.
Yep. So we'll see how long I play it on the normal difficulty, but right now I'm sticking with it, so I'm enjoying it. I need to I wish I had you know, a lot more time to dedicate to it, so. But I think that is it.
All right, what about this week?
More soccer, more Castlevania. I haven't decided on Medal of Honor or not, so I doubt it. I doubt Medal of Honor.
I'm kind of curious how many people are actually going to pick it up, because it's like...
I'm really excited about it, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
With Black Ops, like, a month out?
It'll tide me over.
Shouldn't Battlefield be doing that?
Do you remember when a new Medal of Honor used to be looked forward to as much as Call of Duty is now?
Well, that's because they just kept fucking it up.
I remember when Allied Assault was getting ready to come out, being so jacked up for that game. And this Medal of Honor, I could care less about.
It's so funny because like they let that franchise go. So, I mean, I hope it's good. I really, really do. But it's like, we've got Battlefield, people are still playing Modern Warfare 2, and Black Ops is just a month away. I could really care less about this game if it wasn't, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that I, you know, that we'll be playing it anyway. But the multiplayer, I really don't care. I want to play through the single player and just be done with it. So.
I don't know. I'm excited about it. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Well, I guess we'll see this week. So I'm going to move on to Mr. Whitehouse there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, what have I been playing this week? Amazingly, some more Plants vs. Zombies. I'm just trying to S rank it. It's driving me crazy at the moment, and I've just got that one achievement to get. And I think I said last week it's causing me to do a K-dub and throw my controller down in a hissy fit. But you know, I'll keep on cracking on till it's done. Also played some Rock Band Beatles. Sort of got the itch for the plastic guitar after playing Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock, and the Beatles. So the Beatles game has been sitting on my shelf for a while, so I'll crack that out. And so that's a pretty good game. Some great tunes on there, to be fair. Thoroughly enjoy that. Although the DLC's not up to scratch. There seems to be a lot of good tunes missing, and it's, I doubt they're going to support it any further. So.
No, I think it's pretty much done.
Yeah, which is a shame. But a good game, nevertheless. Played a bit of FIFA. Somebody's got to do a review, haven't they, Justin? So, I played...
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
I played some FIFA. Just going through the mode so I can sort of get an overview for it before I start typing up my review, which will be on the site at some point next week. Oh, well, this week, fourth wall and all that.
Yeah.
Finally, the game that I didn't think I'd be playing this week, but I kind of caved and got it, was Enslaved.
Why would you cave?
Well, I did say last week that my intention was not to buy any more games because it was costing a fortune until Fallout New Vegas. And one of our supermarkets had it at a reasonable 35 English pounds, and I thought, you know what, I'll give it a stab, and that game is amazing.
It's really good, isn't it?
It is absolutely phenomenal. It's, it reminds me so much of Uncharted in the way that the character moves, the visuals, combat is a little bit hit and miss.
Yeah, it's...
You can sometimes get, especially since the camera's quite tight, you can sometimes lose your bearings a bit when enemies are coming at you from all angles, but it, you know what, it doesn't matter. It just feels like such a great game to play. The story and the acting and the motion capture and all of the performances that were put in, outstanding. And that's really, as in those, with those types of games, I think that's really the way forward, where you got performance capture, not motion capture, but performance capture, where they're acting just with a funny suit on, so that they can, you know, their performance can be captured, because it really does make a difference. They did it in Uncharted 2, and they've done it in Enslaved, and it just takes it to a next level of quality. So I can't fault it at all. It is absolutely blinding.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with the game. I was actually upset that I read on Twitter the other day, and I know I direct messaged Drew about this back and forth, but somebody actually called the game out and said, you know, I think all these reviewers are blinded by the fact that this game has such great narrative and presentation that they're ignoring the fact that it's a shallow game. And I just got upset because these are the same assholes who were praising Heavy Rain. You know, that's about as shallow as you can get as far as gameplay goes, but you still have to respect what it did.
Yeah, I can't see the problem. At the end of the day, it's the way the game makes you feel, whether the gameplay's a little shallow. If it's got an overabundance of quality in other areas, it can, I wouldn't say it blinds somebody, but it just makes the whole experience feel better. And surely when you give a game a score, it's based upon the whole experience, not just any one individual part. And I think it's ridiculous if these people are saying, oh, but it's a shallow game. Well, so you have fun playing it. It's a game. The clue is in the title. The idea is to have fun playing it. And if it's a good game, it's because you're having fun, regardless of any issues that it may have. I mean, look at Modern Warfare. I mean, that, how many bugs and issues does that have? You don't hear people slamming that, do you?
Yeah, you do, but...
Well, you kind of do, but not many.
You don't hear reviewers slamming it. You hear the people who those glitches affect bitching about it.
Well, and I think the problem is, I mean, just about... I shouldn't say just about every, but, I mean, games have been... Games with great stories have been relying on, shallow gameplay for years. I mean, it doesn't have to be excellent. Very, very few games are excellent in every category. Really, the only ones I can think of lately that are excellent in gameplay and narrative would be the God of War games, Mass Effect, and probably the
Batman.
Uncharted games.
Yeah, and Uncharted Batman.
Yeah. So, I mean, games always have either been making up for subpar story with great gameplay, or they've been making up for, average gameplay with a great story. I mean, you look at Knights of the Old Republic. That game wasn't loved because it had the deepest gameplay of any RPG out there. It just had a fantastic story. So
it just drives you crazy. What's also annoying is that this is not going to sell. It's a game that's been released at the wrong time, and I implore everybody to go out and download the demo, give it a try. I mean, the demo is only the tip of the iceberg, but it's one of those games that, had it been released maybe a month, 2 months earlier, would probably have done gangbusters. But because you're so close to so many other massive releases with massive amounts of publicity behind it, it may get lost. And it's such a shame, because it really deserves everyone who likes that sort of game to go out and pick it up.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I reviewed the game this week and I loved it.
I'm gonna pick it up when it gets cheaper, probably. Maybe $40 would be. But I still want to play it through it because I love those kind of games. So
yeah,
it's gonna be a catch up game for me where I go back and play it later.
Well, hopefully people will see it. Maybe, you know, it won't sell to start off with, and maybe some of the stores will drop it in price quite quickly, and maybe that will help get it out there. But it's definitely a game that people should play.
Well, word of mouth. I mean, look what we did for Viking.
Yeah.
And Two Worlds.
Hell, Two Worlds.
Two Human.
I nearly picked up Two Human today. It was in one of my local stores for £5, and I thought, still too expensive.
Oh.
Wow.
Seriously, though, John, have you played Two Human? I think everybody in here mostly has.
I actually haven't, no.
Nope. You should play it. It's, I know we all joke around about it on here, but it really is. I mean, it's really a lot better than it got credit for.
When it drops to a bit lower, I might do.
Wow. That's a slap in the face, isn't it?
I mean, even Zero did not like it at first, and then once I told him how to play it...
Yeah, because the game didn't bother to tell me how to play it.
Right, because the game does not bother.
Quality sign of a game, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sign of quality game. There you go. But that was it. That's my gaming for this week.
And what's going on this upcoming week?
Two things added to the list of the at least the three: PVC, Enslaved, and FIFA, which I'll be playing more of. The two games that I must play next week: Comic Jumper, just because it looks amazing, and I'm really looking forward to hearing the funnies, and Sonic 4.
Oh yeah, that is this week.
Yeah.
I've just ordered myself some cheap Microsoft points, so they are definite downloads at some point in the week. And I'm fingers crossed. Got not high hopes for Sonic, but cautiously optimistic.
I'm you know, I love that little blue bastard. I hope this game is good.
I got a Sonic game.
It got an 8 out of 10 from IGN.
It's IGN. They only rank between 7 and 10, so that's, you know.
Or 3.
Or it's a 3. So, yeah.
But yeah, that's it. There's two. I'm not sure what's out over here next week. I'm not sure if Medal of Honor is, but I won't be picking that up ever since I found out what's happening with Black Ops. I think that one's going to be on my radar now.
It's eventually Black Ops will get you all.
Well, I'm still buying it. Don't get me wrong.
Are you kidding me? I am not wasting my money on that game.
Oh, I know you. You're going to be the outcast.
Before I continue, sorry, I have to mention this because my girlfriend is going to kick me if I don't. But I also played a little bit of Modern Warfare 2 online and got my ass royally handed to me. I am never buying a Call of Duty game on Xbox again because PlayStation 3 owners are so much worse at the game. Gives me a fighting chance.
Xbox people don't have any lives. Come that's on.
True. No, please. That's totally a stereotype. The PS3 people don't have lives either. They're just playing games that aren't online.
No, they're too busy bitching.
Oh, whatever.
Fancy being a traitor. And how Move is the end-all, be-all.
Of motion control.
Yeah.
Watching their Blu-rays.
The Blu-rays.
The Blu-rays. So
you guys really want me to get into this?
No, don't.
Probably not.
Yeah, that'd probably be a bad, bad time.
Alright, so that wraps you up. Let's see, what are we moving on to now? I will move on to Mr. Borsik.
Well, this is going to be short and sweet. Being as busy with school as I have been, I haven't had time to play much, but...
Then why do you want to come on the show?
He did. He forced him on. Come on.
I didn't force him on. I did not.
Now, I'm going to get a failure on my project because of this.
You know what? That's your failure, not mine.
Your mom's going to get a failure in the projects.
In the projects? Is that what you said? Oh, we're going ghetto.
Anyway, I played a bit of Dead Rising. I got through the first case, which barely, because the little timer on the side was red because I was messing around trying to get survivors instead of actually doing what I needed to do.
And as we've said, and Drew said in his review, you have to play the game the way it wants you to play it, not the way you want to play it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know. But, so I only played about maybe an hour and a half of that, but I really like it. I didn't really enjoy the first game because I didn't have the patience to sit down and, like you said, play it the way it wanted to be played. But now, when I have the time, I'm going to try to sit down and actually play it how they want me to play it and try to, you know, actually beat this one, even though Drew said it sounds like it's a pain in the ass towards the end. Let's see, what else? Castlevania, about halfway through Chapter 2. Really, really good. I want to play more, but just don't have the time. I can see where people say it's a God of War clone, but it's really not. It's a Castlevania game in 3D, plain and simple. Yes, the combat is very fluid like a God of War game, but the puzzles, the going back to previous areas, all that is... It was originated by Castlevania, so... Let's see. The last thing I played this week, other than the Halo we played last night, was my roommate bought NBA 2K11 because he's a big basketball fan, and I watched him play it, and I asked him if I could give it a shot, and I fell in love with that game.
The game's awesome.
It is awesome, and I grew up just being such an admirer of Michael Jordan, so that helped me with my decision. Because I just love how you start off the game just playing as him, like the old Bulls intro and everything just blew me away. So I've played like maybe half a dozen games in my... I started a season as the Cavaliers and played about half a dozen games and just am loving that. But, I mean, that pretty much wraps it up for me as stuff I played this week.
Rock on with your bad self.
Next week, I'm doing reviews of Medal of Honor for the site, and I'm doing a review of the Dead Space downloadable title that's supposed to come out on the 13th. So
now, are you playing that for 360? Or
I will probably play for 360.
Really? Because isn't the PS3 version Move?
Is it? I didn't know that.
Isn't this the game that was on the Wii?
No, no, Extraction doesn't come out till Dead Space 2 comes out.
Okay.
This is like it's a $5 little downloadable prequel type deal. It's like a connector. It just embellishes the story more. It goes
like
deeper.
Case Zero, basically.
Yeah, it's basically like a Case Zero.
Huh, I did not know that.
Didn't even know that was coming out. Yeah.
As Johnny Carson said, I did not know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That sounded like Sean Connery. What's up?
Yeah, I know. It was kind of a.
I did
kind
not
of
know
half.
That. I didn't know. Go
I'm
home
not sure
and
if
fuck
it's an
the prom
game.
Queen.
I've heard it's kind of more like a comic in a way, like where you can interact with it a little bit here and there, but.
Oh.
So I'm not sure. I really don't know what to expect, but oh. I'm looking forward to it because I love Dead Space, so.
Oh.
And the universe that they've created for that game is pretty interesting.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow, so Dead Space is kind of disgusting, apparently.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a comic.
What are you doing?
What the fuck is
well, that? Yeah, did you, are you looking it up?
I'm looking up the screenshot. It's a fucking comic with minigames. Okay.
What's it called? What's it actually called?
Dead Space Ignition.
Ignition, yeah. I was trying to think of it.
Dead Space, no. No. Anyway, go ahead. Is that it?
Yeah, that's all I'm really playing this week because I'll be busy again with school.
So I'm gonna move on to the Wombat now.
The Wombat.
The Wombat's in the house.
Haven't played a whole dearth of things.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, using a big word.
I did. Yeah, that's not. It's only five letters.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's not really a big word. What?
An uncommon word.
I did finally play the demo for the EA Sports MMA game.
Oh.
And, you know, I was a huge fan of the two THQ UFC games. And my opinion on the EA Sports game all along was that it's really going to have to step it up in terms of gameplay to make up for the fact that it doesn't have the UFC license. And unfortunately, it does not. It looks great, but the problem is, I don't know if they were just trying to be different or if they just thought it would make a better game. Basically, all they did was flip the controls from UFC. Now, granted, you can choose to play with the UFC style controls, but the default controls for the game moves all the striking to the stick. Fight Night would be, and then the grappling to the face buttons. And really all it does is oversimplify the grappling aspects without really adding much to the stand-up. Whereas in THQ's game, the stand-up is handled with the face buttons, and you can, you know, put together combos and that kind of thing. And once you get into the grapple, that's where the real strategy takes place because you have to do like half and quarter turns with the analog stick to advance your position, and you know a larger turn on the stick will be a riskier advance, but it'll result in a greater position. If you're in the disadvantaged position in THQ's game, you really have to work your way out of it. Just like you would in a real fight. In EA's game, pretty much once you just hold the A button to take somebody down. And then once you're on top, you pretty much just hit the A button to advance your position and hope that the other guy's not hitting the B button at the right time.
Is this a fighting game or a sex simulator?
Shut up. to stand up, you're basically just hitting the Y button. You don't really have to work out of situations like you do. There's timing in terms of you have to hope that the computer's not trying to reverse when you're trying to get out of it. But it's not as skill-based as THQ's game. And I think it really hurts the overall gameplay. So I was not a fan compared to THQ's UFC title.
Snap, thumbs down.
I also played Halo Reach, as mentioned.
Halo!
And had a lot of fun once we got past the broken maps. The last thing that I played the most of this week actually was the new Robot Revolution DLC for Borderlands.
Nice.
Which I'll be reviewing from the website.
You just reminded me, I played a little bit of that too.
It's really, really good. It's your basic story of it is you're putting down a robot revolution. You've been hired basically to come in and put down a revolution of all these different robots. You fight a lot of claptraps, obviously. Different ones. There's, some of them have boxing gloves on. Some of them have hammers for hands. Some of them are dressed like soldiers and they shoot you with shotguns and stuff. And then there are also trap, quote-unquote, trap versions of the regular enemies that you'd fight in the regular game. A lot of the enemies you'd fight and the other ones just with trap added to the end of them, and they look a little cybernetic. So you might see, like, Bruiser Trap or Rack Trap. And then there's actually a couple bosses. I don't really want to spoil it specifically, but different people from the other DLC make appearances in trap versions as well that you end up having to fight. The dialogue is hilarious, as can be expected. There's a bunch of references to other games and to popular culture. Pretty much as soon as you walk into the different zones, a claptrap comes over your radio or whatever and spits out this propaganda talking about how superior robots are and all this stuff. And at one point, there's a great BioShock reference where you walk into
it.
You walk into the area and the robot's like, "Is not a claptrap entitled to the oil of his brow? No, say the executives at Hyperion," and he like goes on to the whole Andrew Ryan speech from BioShock. So there's some really cool stuff there. The main quest is pretty long. Just like everything else, pretty much you have a contact that you go to and you keep going back to him with everything. Now, there's another contact as well. The quests that she gives you are a little disappointing. They're very MMO-like. Basically, it's, bring me back 32 parts from claptraps, and every time you kill one, they drop one of the parts. And then you bring her back the 32 parts, and she's like, "Okay, now I need more. Go bring me back 75. So it's very very World of Warcraft-esque fetch quest. But the main crux of it is are the quests from the CEO of Hyperion. They're actually, it's pretty good so far. Seems very long, which is good for DLC. So definitely recommend it if you've tapped out what you've got with Borderlands, or if you really like the other DLC.
Except for Mad Moxie.
You know what's funny is I didn't play Mad Moxie, so I can't comment on Mad
Moxie. Don't ever play Mad Moxie.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
That pretty much wraps up what I've been playing. As far as Future Fondling goes, I'm not sure. I know at least two things in the relatively recent or soon future. I'll be getting NBA 2K11, so I'll be reviewing that. And then I'll also, sounds like it's looking good that I'll be reviewing Gothic 4. So I'm looking forward to that. And,
you are the only one.
I'd like to eventually, obviously, play Castlevania and Enslaved, but with the games that I want to review right now and some of the other games I've still got that I haven't finished, I really like to kind of trudge through those before I get into those two games. So those two games and Dead Rising will probably end up Gamefly games for me, where I'll just Gamefly them a month or two from now and beat them then. I don't really anymore. My gaming priorities have shifted. I'm not really the type of guy anymore that has to play stuff the week it comes out.
Although I can probably switch you up here a little bit.
Why?
Dead Rising, Enslaved, and Castlevania you should go buy this week, and I will tell you why.
Why?
Because it's time for Toys R Us's Buy 2, Get 1 Free sale.
Really?
Aw, son of a bitch. When is... What this week?
Starts yesterday, as of the fourth wall without being broken.
Now, I will say that I have not... back to the Borderlands thing, I have not beat the regular game in Borderlands. The DLC does pretty much scale to your level, so...
Well, that's good.
So that's nice. At least I assume it scales to your level. If it doesn't scale to your level, I just so happen to be at the right level for the DLC. I will say there's some enemies in here that are very difficult, and I don't know if they're in the regular game or not. There's these enemies called Hyperion Sentries. I'm sorry, Hyperion Sentry Trap, because everything has trap at the
end
of it.
It's a trap. It's a clap trap.
Yeah, that's what they call Killer Wolverine's mom.
What?
He's probably got it from you.
Oh, snap. Well, it's him wrestling with all those naked guys.
Yeah, that's exactly what it
and
is.
And fighting the clap. I mean, that's your fondling right there.
But these enemies carry giant, basically floor-to-head shields. And there's a very, very small window that you can hit them with a top-of-the-head shot, or you might be able to catch their hand. They're very tough to take down. Especially if you're not, like, if you play a soldier and you don't have, like, high sniper accuracy or whatever, you might as well just break out the grenades and the rocket launcher because it's going to take you forever to try and take them down.
Break it down.
So anybody that buys the DLC, I'll warn you about those guys. I play a sniper, so it was easier to sort of go for the headshot. But I know, Ken, I know you play a soldier.
Indeed.
So it might make it a little more difficult for you.
If I ever have freaking time to get back into Borderlands... I swear to God, I never finished, what was the last one? The highway one. I never finished
General Knox.
And I love that game. I've got like, what do I have, like 40 or 50 hours in that game? Good God almighty.
Yeah, I mean, it's this DLC sort of reminded me how much I love this game. So it was nice to be able to play that.
Yeah, I can't do that again right now. I don't have time to find out how much I love a game that I stopped playing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the hard part. Because I still have, you know, I've got, as mentioned, those games that I'm going to be reviewing. And then, of course, anything else on my list that I'd like to play. So it makes it tough, but definitely worth the purchase on the DLC.
All right. So I think that wraps you up.
Yep, that wraps me up.
Snap. Well, good thing that I don't have a whole lot to talk about because I spent the whole week playing Castlevania. So that's a good thing. I did review Quantum Theory this week. That was so much. That was so much fun to review. Did you read my review?
Yeah,
it was awesome. I love reviewing games like that. That's so much fun because I literally was sitting there writing it. I'm like, I'm trying to think of something good. I'm trying to think of something good. Nope, didn't happen. So, there you go. Yeah, that game is just awful. I did play, I don't know if I talked about it last week, but I did play the John Daly's Pro Stroke Golf.
Oh, no, you didn't mention it. You mentioned that you were going to, but you didn't mention playing it.
Okay, yeah, I did finally play it, and all I can say is, wow, that thing is really accurate.
Huh.
And I know because when I started playing, I was hitting it into the sand trap. And that's because I don't play golf. So I kept, like, hooking the ball to the side, but it's amazing how realistic it is. Now, as far as the visuals, they're about as realistic as a DS. The thing looks like ass. But the actual motion controls are incredible. I couldn't believe how good they actually were. It really feels like you're swinging a real golf club. You know, Tiger Woods should have taken notes from that game. That game's control scheme, anyway.
Does that have an affair mode, then?
Well, it isn't.
No, it's a John Daly game. Yeah. It's got a drunk mode.
Yeah, it's drunk and, you know, I'm going to hit the ball like 4,000 yards down the fairway.
Drunk and slovenly mode.
But if you want to feel like, you know, the real golf swing with a motion controller, this I don't think I've played anything better as far as the controls go. If you can get past the fact that it's a really generic game outside of that, you know, so take that for what you will. And most of the rest of my stuff this week, I played a lot of Enslaved and a lot of Castlevania, because I can't really help but play lots and lots of Castlevania.
I got a question for you, Zero, actually.
Yeah, go ahead.
I watched my roommate play a little bit of it. He's about chapter 8, somewhere around there.
Okay.
And there's this one part in the game, and I kind of don't want to spoil it, but there's this part in the game where you have to escape something really fast. And when you do, something happens while you're crawling through. Did you experience that?
I'm trying to think here. You have to escape something really fast.
It has to do with Kojima.
Oh. Are you talking about a reference?
Yes.
Yeah, there is a reference in there, and it even played the music.
Uh-huh. And that's and I'm going to be dead honest with you, it kind of pissed me off.
Really?
Yeah, because, I don't know. I'm a Castlevania guy, and I really wish they'd just leave the Kojima shit out of it, to be honest with you.
It was very short, though. It was very...
It was short. It was short, and in fact, I thought it was a ringtone.
Yeah, I basically, like, when that happened... Actually, I did that last night, and when it happened, I kind of just smiled. Because I think the whole point of it was because of the camera angle.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you're running through there, and then the camera angle, and then it played the little music, I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it. No, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. I actually just did that last night.
Okay.
So, but man, I can't get over how good that game is. It makes me sad that it eventually will end.
You don't restart it.
I'm thinking about going back and doing all the trials and stuff, because when I first started playing it, I wasn't very good at finding, like, the hidden gems to upgrade my health. But now that I've gotten later in the game, I'm getting about, like, all but one of them, so I feel like I'm looking a lot better. Not to mention that I have all these new powers that, you know, like, early in the game, it's like, you're not powerful enough to do this yet. So, I could go back and do that. So, yeah, I can't get over how much I love the game. It's easily in my top 5 for the year, and probably in my top 3.
So, really?
Yeah, I love the game. I don't know what it is. I love the bosses. I tell you what, like, every level just impresses me, like how awesome the environment is and how much work that team put into making everything look so unique. I mean, yeah, it's got a lot of problems, like, you know, the traditional, because it's a static camera, when the camera angle switches, your character starts running the other direction, and,
yeah,
you know, he looks, he's real kind of static, like, in his movements. He's not as open as, like, some games, and there's some really nasty slowdown when you get some crazy combos going and you're clearing the screen.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of problems, but I don't care. Because I love the story. I seriously think I know how it ends. And if that's the way it ends, I'm going to be like, oh, snap!
Yeah.
But
the voice acting's pretty done well.
Oh, the voice acting is incredible. I love Peace Stew. Oh, here we go with Peace Stew. You know, seriously, he's my least favorite in this game.
Really?
I really like Gabriel's voice, and I really, really like Pan's voice. I don't know if you've met Pan yet.
Yeah, I've met Pan.
Yeah, I really like his voice. And some of the bosses... their voice acting is just as good. Like I said, I just fought the second Lord of Shadow. I've got two down, one to go. And the second Lord of Shadow's little spiel was great. I mean, it just fit perfectly within the world of the game. It's like everything is done so well. So, I'm just loving the game. Oh, and the other thing I want to mention that I played through a couple levels. Gambus Khan's little rant last week got me to go out and pick up Front Mission Evolved. And I have to say, that's really freaking good. I'm really enjoying it. It reminds me of Armored Core without all the hassle.
Nice.
So, I'm really enjoying that. I think it's just been too long since I've played a third-person mech game. So, but I'm really enjoying that. I'm going to play some more. That goes into my future. I'm going to finish Castlevania this week. I'm going to do it. That is my goal for this week, is to finish Castlevania, because I want to know how this thing ends. I'm also probably going to play some more Front Mission, and you know, I think I'm going to start a season in NBA 2K11. It's that good. So,
nice.
I haven't played a basketball game, you know, hardcore for a while. I did boot up the My Player mode, and I totally don't think that's for me.
I enjoyed My Player last year, and I'm actually, it's funny because the only thing I really didn't like about it last year was the way the teammate grading was done.
Yeah, like when I played a game and it would like grade me on what I did.
Yeah, but they actually overhauled that this year. Like last year, what the teammate grading basically does is it basically just what it sounds like. It grades you on how good of a teammate you are. And last year, sometimes you would run into a problem where you get your grade goes down if the person you're covering scores.
Yeah.
Well, what happened last year sometimes was you would be covering someone. And then you would switch off, basically, and like after a pick or something, and someone else would be covering that person. And if they scored on the other person, you would still get points off from it, which was kind of junk. But they've overhauled that this year. That doesn't happen anymore, apparently. So I'm really looking forward to the That's actually my most look-forward-to mode, is the My Player mode.
Well, I think the funny thing about My Player mode that bothered me the most, and, you know, I don't want to sound terrible when I say this, but like the create a player,
yeah,
I totally couldn't make it look like me.
Yeah,
I don't really know how to say this without being offensive, but I think you know what I'm stabbing at. I couldn't make him look like anybody except like one person, you know?
Caucasian.
Yeah, there you go. That I'm not trying to be offensive, but like no matter how much I tweaked the facial thing. It never looks like me, even close.
You mean Irish?
Well, yeah. Okay, we'll go with that. I couldn't All right. look Irish or Scottish or German.
What's funny, on a similar but different note, I'll never forget when the first Tiger Woods game came out. The problem with that game wasn't the same that you're talking about. The problem with that game was it was impossible to make a person without them looking like Tiger Woods.
Well, that's
from
so
a
fun.
From a facial structure standpoint. Everybody, even the women, looked like Tiger Woods.
Wow!
For some reason. I don't know what it was, but the very first year they included a create a player in it, you couldn't make a player without him ending up looking like Tiger Woods.
Nice.
From a facial structure standpoint.
All right, and the only other thing I played was Comic Jumper, which is just, you know, I love it. Great game. And this week, like I said, I'm going to finish Castlevania, maybe play some NBA. If Medal of Honor shows up this week, I will play through the single player. I don't really care about the multiplayer, and it's not going to change anything. So I might hop on once or twice, but then that'll be about it.
Until you like it.
Yeah. If you hear me calling you this week telling you you need to buy a Medal of Honor, then you know that I liked it. But I wouldn't count on it because, you know, I don't know.
I wasn't counting on Move being as good as it is.
I wasn't either, but now here I am 3 weeks later, and still the best thing on it is Sports Champions.
Give it time. It'll get its shit.
I'm waiting. I'm being very patient. You know? I think it's an excellent piece of hardware. I just need some more games now that aren't like that. I need real games, which is why I'm freaking pumped for SOCOM. And
you
actually,
try, Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition.
Really? That's how you really feel.
That's all I'm going to say.
Anyways.
All right. Now the final's over. We're going to do something.
I like doing something.
I bet you do. Everybody likes doing your mom. What's up?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do new releases first, and it's an awesome week. Because Deal or No Deal with a special edition that comes with the case comes out for the DS.
Shit, I'm going to reserve that.
Along with Sled Shred, featuring the Jamaican bobsled team, comes out for the Wii.
I have nothing for that. It's too fucking sweet.
Borderlands Game of the Year Edition comes out this week for everything, 360, PC, and PS3.
Nice.
Crayola Photo FX Studio and Crayola Creative Studio and Crayola Art Studio all come out for the PC.
Damn, Crayola ain't fucking around.
And the most ironic release for the week, Canada Hunt comes out. I wasn't aware that they had guns.
slingshots.
Slingshot Hunter.
Is that Canada Hunt Roman slang?
Yeah.
Think about it.
It's out for the Wii. Also, Crayola Animation Studio comes out for the PC. Disney Sing It, the Party Hits Bundle for the Wii PS3. The Dragon's Lair Trilogy comes out for Wii. Dragon Age Origins, the Ultimate Edition.
Ultimate.
Which is awesome if you don't own any of the DLC or the game, because it's $60 and it has everything.
Everything. Yeah,
I'm thinking about picking that up.
You should.
I've never played it.
Punch you.
No, wow. That's violent.
I'm a violent kind of guy.
Invisibles, that PSP game that they were talking about at E3, it comes out this week, along with a bundle with the system for $199. I Love Puppies.
Did we discuss this last week?
Yeah, it got delayed. About that. It had to have some more polish.
Nice.
Just Dance 2 comes out.
Oh, God. We know it's going to be sitting at number one for the rest of the year.
Yep.
Followed closely by I Love Puppies.
Yeah, right behind I Love Puppies. Lufia, The Curse of the Sinistrals, comes out for the DS. I don't know. Lufia. I remember Lufia.
Looking that one up.
Lucha Libre, AAA Heroes of the Ring, comes out this week. Which I've heard good things.
You've heard good things?
Yeah, from people who played it at E3.
I wasn't real confident because they haven't released a demo, and there really hasn't been a whole lot of press or anything about it. So,
well, you want to know my take on Medal of Honor? Where's the reviews?
Yep.
I didn't get my copy. I know my fellow editor at another website didn't get his copy.
That's interesting.
My Baby 3 comes out for the DS.
There was a first two,
I guess. I don't know.
And it sold enough to make for them to make three.
Yeah. And as we
That's
mentioned,
the sad part.
Yeah, Medal of Honor comes out this week for everything, PS3, 360, PC, limited editions as well. That's all that page. Freaking
Beyond Good and Evil still hasn't got a sequel, but Babies 3 or My Baby 3.
My baby likes a hanky panky. Super Scribblenaut, speaking of sequels, comes out this week.
Awesome.
Good.
Sengoku Basara, The Samurai Heroes, otherwise known as Mediocre Action Game Part 12, comes out this week. Uncharted 2, Game of the Year Edition, bundled with all your favorite DLC.
They are going crazy with the Game of the Year editions, aren't they?
I tell you, this is the generation of Game of the Year bundled with all the DLC, and let's remake every game in HD.
That's
on Xbox Live Arcade.
Well, we had God of War. We're getting Mortal Kombat.
Oh, you're talking about... I gotcha.
Yeah.
You're talking about those.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat, Shadow of the Colossus, Inico, and all that
Sly Cooper.
Sly Cooper.
And the Europeans get Prince of Persia, which we don't get as of now.
What? We don't get that?
No, it's only...
Yeah, I thought we were getting that.
It's only European from what I heard this week.
That's bunk.
John's happy. Listen to him making fun of you.
Wait, is it region free? Or it wouldn't be, would it?
PS3 would be, yeah.
PS3 would be, yeah.
I might import that shit.
Why?
I don't know.
The only one that was good was the first one.
I'm a sucker for a Prince of Persia game.
Yeah, the first one was good. The second one was awful. The third one was me. So,
the second one was just filled with butt rock.
Or just butt. Vampire Moon has been delayed. It comes out this week. I know you're excited. The Mystery of the Hidden Sun, because we can't figure out where the fucking sun went. Juju Pets comes out this week. Kung Ju is what it's called, or the Wild Bunch for the Wii, DS. It's some fucked up game. There's a bunch of them coming out this week. Apparently it's popular with the kids. It's like the new Pokemon. I don't know. The Guild 2 Renaissance comes out for the PC. Brunswick Cosmic Bowling with a ball.
What, a ball?
Wait, what?
It comes with a ball. I don't know. I don't.
Oh, with a ball. Sorry. I thought you were still on about the title of the game.
Yeah, you know. It comes with a ball. Hello Kitty Party DS Bundle.
Day one versus.
Solitaire Overload Plus. That's a loaded title, isn't it? Solitaire Overload Plus. It's like when you open the box, cars just come fucking flying at your face. SpongeBob SquarePants ATL DS Bundle. What the fuck is going on here? If you need a mount for your TV for Kinect, that comes out this week. It's $40.
Oh,
ooh,
God.
Absolutely. Well, I think the one for Move is like $25.
No, I bought the one that mounts on my TV, and it only cost me $14.99.
Okay. I thought it was... I knew it was like halfway between...
Whatever. Well, there's also a wall mount for the Kinect, and it's $15, and it also comes out this week for all of you who... Which, you can pre-order this stuff, but you can't pre-order Kinect because it's sold out, bitches.
Yeah,
sold
that's what I... Sold out. What? Professor Chaos was ranting and raving about on Twitter this week.
Yeah, I confirmed it. It is sold out, so you can't pre-order
it. Kinect?
Yep, it's sold out.
So is us, because they only made 10 of them.
You know, yeah, we all make fun of it.
I'm just waiting for a game that really wants, that makes me want to play it.
You don't want to play Kinect Sports?
I'm just waiting for somebody who's played it to tell me it's good.
I'm still waiting on somebody to make Kinect the Dots.
Wow.
Well, I've been in a couple
You're
of
fired.
Game stores. I've been in a couple of game stores in the UK, and the whiff of desperation you get from the sales staff trying to flog you a Kinect is incredible. You know, I'm thinking they must really have loads that they're trying to shift and force on people. The impression I get over here is that they're really desperate to get them out the door.
That's interesting. Yeah, they should ship them over here because we're selling the F out of them.
Yeah. Hmm.
So it should be interesting when it releases. I think we're all going to eat crow as far as how much it sells.
Yeah, I've heard some actual problems with the technology not calibrating correctly. I was listening to a podcast this week saying that.
Well, that's because they have dirt on the floor. You're not allowed to have dirt and clothes.
Because there was a speck of dust on the lens.
Yeah, there's a dead body on the floor. You can't calibrate when there's another body on the floor.
So clear that shit up.
That's right. Pick that shit up and bury it in the backyard like everybody else. Anyway, it's time for news.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Ken Wolverine's Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by Babies 3. All you hardcore gamers out there, fuck you. And now you're home. Zero Tolerance.
Yes. The Uncharted movie is luring back David O. Russell as the director. Apparently he was originally the person for it, and then he left, and now he's coming back.
Who?
I don't care, as long as Nathan Fillion is Drake.
David O. Russell.
I don't even know who that is. Like, am I supposed to be impressed that he's directing it?
He did Sahara with
I told you.
Did I not tell you? I'll ask again. Am I supposed to be impressed?
He also did A Sound of Thunder and Dylan Dog, Dead of Night, of which I've only heard of one of those movies, and one of them has Matthew McConaughey in it.
I'm telling you, Matthew McConaughey has been cast as Drake.
Dude. No.
I actually didn't hear that rumor.
No.
He's just going to take his shirt off and show you how good he looks because he's a Georgia boy.
Okay, don't associate that fuck with Georgia.
First, man, if we search for this treasure, I'm going to have to take my shirt off, man.
We have a tanning contest. I'll tell you, I won.
The hell with the half tuck. I'm just going shirtless.
Oh, heck, man, there's some zombies over here, man. I better take my shirt off and see if we can't take them down.
Dude, looks like he's on the podcast.
I would totally go see that movie if he's in it just talking about himself the whole time. Like, you suck donkey ass. Now, you can't prove that, man.
We're deep in a jungle, man, and I mean to tell you, it's hotter than molasses in here.
Alright, the Darkness sequel has been impeded by rights issues. I didn't even know they were making a sequel.
I didn't either.
Apparently Top Cow says they wanted to make a sequel, but there are certain rights issues that need to be cleared first. Like, who has the rights to the Darkness that they're like, oh, let's not make more money?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
I know it was...
like that game?
I love that game.
I know it was a moderately successful comic, but it's like, really? Are you really in a position where you can say, you know what, I think we'll hold off.
Yeah, we don't really need it.
It's never going to be more relevant.
The Microsoft has detailed some additional improvements from the fall Xbox update. Obviously, the redesigned avatars, ESPN3, Netflix search, which, if anybody has the new beta, that thing is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I love the new Netflix. It's so awesome. So much better.
I love
now.
The new dashboard in general.
Oh, I do too. Which, we're not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, we are.
It says, no, right, not. On, it says right on
the new dashboard. Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah. It was an open beta.
Yeah.
It's, no, but it said right on the thing when I started it up that you can't talk about it on podcasts.
Yeah, well, like
it specifically states podcasts is one of the things.
Yeah, whatever. Giant Bomb did a walkthrough of it, so I think, you know, it's everybody's seen it now. It's kind of like Janet Jackson's boob. Okay,
you gotta pay to see that stuff on Giant Bomb. Remember?
I'm actually just looking at IGN's website, and there's, like you said, there's a dashboard walkthrough.
Yeah, so they you know what? They can come bust. What are they gonna do? Take it back? There's no givesies backsies, okay? Whatever. But they're also improving voice chat, which I know K-Dub and I did a private chat, and it was actually quite excellent. Mm-hmm. The sound quality is very, very good. Spider-Man.
You guys watching a Matthew McConaughey movie at the time?
We were, man. I was telling you, he took his shirt off, and I was like, oh my God.
Probably had Kate Hudson in it, too.
Oh,
man.
It did. We had a tanning contest. I won,
I've
of course.
Done more movies with Kate Hudson than I've wore a shirt in the last 15 years.
Man, I was in a movie with Samuel Jackson. Who else could say
fun,
that?
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
What movie was that?
Time for Killing. A Time to Kill?
Yeah, a Time to Kill. Great movie.
Oh. Yeah, it was a great movie. Matthew McConaughey's finest, if you can actually say that about anything.
That or Dazed and Confused, you know. That movie launched my career, man. Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions is getting a costume pack this month, which includes the Cosmic Spider-Man.
Cosmic.
But one of them in this picture actually kind of looks like Pepsi Man. Which is awesome. I know Killer Wolverine cried this week when Konami announced X-Men the arcade game is coming to PSN and Xbox Live Arcade.
Hell yeah.
So.
It also gives me hope for The Simpsons.
Yeah, eventually.
Oh, yes. If that does well, Simpsons is bound to. Come on.
As somebody
along.
Who recently beat the X-Men arcade game again, I think if you haven't played it in a long time, you're going to be surprised how ridiculously short it is if you don't have to keep pumping quarters into it.
Oh, dude, it's probably like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Girls in time.
I don't even know if it's that.
Yeah, but if it comes out at a decent price, it's worth the nostalgia.
Well, the six-player co-op drop-in, drop-out, and oh, yeah. Spot. Oh, yay.
Yeah. Four new characters were announced for Marvel vs. Capcom 3 this week. One of them
Professor Chaos doesn't have to whine anymore.
Yeah, well, one of them made me say WTF. MODOK?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Really? MODOK? Of course, Magneto, which should have been obvious.
Right.
And then on the Capcom side, we have Arthur from Ghosts and Goblins.
Which is awesome.
And Nathan Rad Spencer from Bionic Commando, which total
new Bionic Commando.
Yeah, total props to Capcom, though, for referencing Mortal Kombat, because when he throws his spear, he says, get over here.
Nice.
Totally awesome. Apparently, Microsoft is shutting down their in-game ad company. So, but don't think that means you won't see them anymore. It's just they're just shutting that one down. Bon Jovi Greatest Hits album is coming to Rock Band.
Yes.
Awesome.
Right. It's got one song on it.
Yeah. That's just mean.
Wow.
That's just mean. New Pokemon Black and White Nintendo DSi models. They're one's black and one's white. It's like a Michael Jackson song. So. It's white. Come on.
It's a great song.
IPTV is finally coming to Xbox 360 as early as November. According to AT&T memo that leaked, their UVerse service is coming to Xbox Live next month.
Yeah, but there's a big, you know, stipulation to that, too.
Well, you have to have a dongle and a set-top box and a installation disc.
Yeah, well, by the set-top box, you mean you already need, like, you already need to be a...
You have to be a UVerse subscriber. Yeah. You have to be a UVerse subscriber in order to get this. So,
yeah.
But it's pretty cool if you've got it. It's like a neat little side thing. GameTap is apparently focusing on modern games now. I didn't even know GameTap was still relevant, but whatever.
Yeah.
Gearbox is working with retailers to honor Duke Nukem pre-orders, which is actually very, very cool. They're going to try to find everybody who pre-ordered it, and they're going to give them something special for holding on to their pre-order for 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah, how you like that demo being in Borderlands Game of the Year edition there?
Dude, I immediately emailed my Borderlands contact. I'm like, you have to send me this, because if you don't, I will cry. So, here's one for Wombat. Activision has announced X-Men Destiny. Guess who's making it?
Silicon Knights.
Yep.
I already saw that. Huh. I'm actually very excited.
So that should be interesting. Hopefully it'll be out next year, but I imagine... here's the funny thing. Activision will not allow it not to be delayed, and Silicon Knights will probably get fired halfway through because they're like, we're only 10% through, and we need to do penthouse interviews.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what will happen. Yeah. If they haven't announced the system yet, bet on the next generation.
Yeah, if it's Silicon Knights getting their way, but see, it's Activision publishing, so they won't get their way.
They'll probably chuck it out the door pretty much.
And then Dennis Dyack will call Bobby Kotick a prick, and then Bobby Kotick will say, hey, we fired you because you weren't meeting deadlines.
And your last game wasn't all that.
Right.
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood Beta is now open to all PS Plus members, so if you're a PS Plus member, you can get in there.
Oh, I tried that out. It's interesting.
That's not a good thing.
I mean, I had fun with it. People need to cooperate with it. Like, they need to actually play the game and not just dick around.
Okay, well then it fails.
It'll break. Yeah, it'll probably get broken pretty quickly.
Okay, here's a funny one. Okay, tell me if I'm wrong in the fact that I think this is irony, but Killzone 3 beta is coming on October 25th.
God.
Well, hold on. I'm not done.
All right, go ahead.
For some Plus subscribers. Isn't that the whole fucking point of subscribing to Plus?
Mm-hmm.
Only 10,000 subscribers from Europe and the US will get it. And in order to get it, you have to download a theme.
Yeah.
So you gotta pay to get into it. Again.
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Yeah, you have to subscribe to Plus. So you have to pay however much you want for Plus, and then you have to be one of the first 5,000 people in the United States who have Plus to download this theme, and then the same goes for Europe, and then you'll get a beta key that way. But I'm pretty sure it's free for Plus subscribers.
Gotcha.
Oh,
if you're a Plus subscriber, it's free.
You've got to be kidding me. What a slap in the face.
Not worth that crap.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's not worth that. And that's just bunk for them to treat their Plus members like that. These people are paying, you know, a monthly fee for something they don't even necessarily need.
Exactly.
Which we can argue that all day long, but still, that's crap. StarCraft II's next version, Heart of the Swarm, is still about 18 months away, which means it's really about 36 months away.
Yep.
Just so you know. God of War Ghost of Sparta will include bonus content for God of War 3, including a skin for Deimos.
Who?
I believe it's Kratos' brother.
That's cool.
I didn't know he had a brother.
Yeah, he's got a brother.
It talks about it at the end of the first one. Is it the end of the first one?
Yeah, it was the first one. It's like a bonus content in the first one,
I think. Spoiler alert.
Oh, God.
It's the end of the first God of War.
Yeah, which, how many people in this room have beat the second one as of, you know, a couple months ago?
Me.
Yeah, like two people, so, you know.
I beat it.
There you go, see?
only from getting help from me.
He just called your ass out.
Yep. You just got called out.
You got called out, bitch. World of Warcraft movie is potentially on hold. How the fuck do you even make a movie out of that? Do you just sit there and watch somebody collect, you know, bones for 12 hours?
Well, they were starting to make it, and then they got caught up in a raid, and they've been playing the game for the last 3 years.
Okay, somewhere Boogeyman is about to scream because there's a new Shenmue game coming to this winter in Japan. It's called Shenmue Town.
What?
It's a browser-based game.
God.
Oh, they just keep saying that's like the developers just slapping people in the face.
Yeah. It would have been better for them not to make anything.
Exactly. Sony is apparently going to stop selling PSP dev kits in November, which pretty much confirms that they're either going to kill it or announce the PSP 2.
Damn it.
So, there you go.
I have a feeling it's going to be killing it.
I got a feeling it's going to be a PSP 2, and I got a feeling Sony's once again going to slap the small user base that they have for the PSP in the face when they announce that it won't be compatible with UMDs.
Yeah,
I would almost guarantee that.
Yeah, which is just crap.
I mean, the Go's not even compatible with UMDs.
Yeah, but even Sony admitted that was a fuck up.
Yeah,
they called for a mulligan on that one. Gears of War 3, we talked about it being delayed. There's going to be a multiplayer beta, and apparently it will have dedicated servers. So there you go. I guess
now the question is: Do you have to be a gold subscriber and download a theme to get into the Gears of War beta?
Probably.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
It'll probably be something crazy.
There's a rumor floating around that DreamWorks is attempting to revive the Halo movie.
Yeah, I also heard Spielberg wants to work on it.
Yeah, Spielberg, make another Boom Blocks, bitch. That game was awesome.
That game was awesome.
Sega is resurrecting Typing of the Dead for Japanese PCs. So, which is anybody even like remotely interested for the what's it called, Guitar of the Dead, where you have to play like Guitar Hero notes to kill zombies on screen?
That's kind of awesome. I've never even heard of that.
That is kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's due out this month, I believe, like the 26th or something like that. So it's I think it's called Rock of the Dead is what it's called. It's 360 and PS3. Kingdom Hearts Recoded is launching on January 11th. The Nintendo DS port will be out in North America at the beginning of the year. Ubisoft apparently wants to be the leading third-party Kinect publisher. I don't think many people will fight you for that. There's a new Catherine promotion via Twitter.
Really?
Atlas is giving away posters to fans who promote the upcoming release. I wonder if they'll have like this naked girl on them.
Maybe. How about that? is that what you want me to say?
Everybody get all excited about it. Let's see what else I got here. Did anybody see the what's this thing called? The Jungle? It's Panasonic's handheld device.
Oh, I saw something about that.
Yeah.
I heard about it. I didn't.
I'm looking at it, and it looks like a portable DVD player. Huh. Oh, I just have to say, why? You're watching Sony struggle against Nintendo. What the hell do you think is going to happen to yours?
Exactly. So the Engage all over again.
Yeah. Here's an interesting thing that for Europeans, they get a free copy of DJ Hero when you buy the DJ Hero 2 bundle.
I can confirm that.
That's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
That's actually pretty awesome.
Which DJ Hero is freaking awesome.
I love DJ Hero.
And yeah, I don't even like that kind of music, but that game was awesome. Deathspank is making its way to PC and Mac on October 26th, as is Shank, but apparently that's a byline because it's not as important as Deathspank. FIFA 11 sets a sports game launch record, according to EA. In just a few days, it sold more than 2.6 million copies between North America and Europe.
Wow.
Dead Rising 2's DLC is going to add costumes and benefits.
Benefits.
Benefits. These new costumes look pretty freaking awesome. The Psycho, yeah, which looks like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The Soldier, the Sports Fan, and then, of course, the Ninja.
So, see, the Ninja's already out, though.
I couldn't find it on the marketplace. Is it pay?
No.
It's
downloadable.
Pre-order stuff, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, it was a pre-order bonus for GameStop. It's actually really nice. The coolest one that I'm probably going to be picking up is the Sports Fan one, because the Sports Fan one is, you're like, obviously you're like this guy in like the jersey and everything, but you can throw stuff better, and you can drink as much alcohol as you want and you won't throw up.
Nice touch.
Oh, that's awesome. What do we got? Ken Levine says that too many developers are starstruck by Hollywood. He's calling people out. He's like, you best to recognize. 63% of gamers think firmware updates alone enable 3D games.
What?
Okay. Good luck with them when they start trying to put in their 3D kill zone and realizing what the hell's going on.
How come I can't do this? How come it's not coming out of my screen? Yeah, right here is my news story. Prince of Persia HD is confirmed, but only for Europe.
That sucks. Oh, well.
It's Europe, Middle East, and Africa territories.
John, you'll know this. Did those games sell, like, extraordinarily well over there?
Yeah, they've done pretty well. They're as big a franchise over here as they were over there.
Yeah, I think it has to do with Ubisoft, because they were going to port No More Heroes 1 and 2 that's on the PS3 and 360 over here, but then Ubisoft said we're not going to pay for it, so we're never going to get it over here.
Gotcha. I just wondered if it was one of those things where, like, it was a bigger franchise in Europe than it was here.
Well, right here,
I think it's probably about the same, to be fair.
Gotcha.
Well, right here is one that'll get John. It supports stereoscopic 3D.
I'm on it.
That's going to be awesome in Prince of Persia.
Apparently, and this just goes to show you that you shouldn't step back on your word, but EA, when they changed the name of the Taliban in the multiplayer for Medal of Honor, military stores are still not carrying it. So.
Well.
Wallace and Gromit Studios apparently working on Rabbids Shorts.
Oh, that would probably be quite funny.
The manual for Kinect has been leaked, and apparently you're supposed to stand 6 to 8 feet away. The manual also recommends turning on the lights and changing your clothes if problems arise.
What?
What? Are you kidding me?
It looks like the red jumpsuits are needed to play Kinect.
They should pack those in the box.
So now Microsoft's telling me what I can wear?
Actually, you should just get naked.
Honest officer, the reason why my neighbors saw me through the window naked was because I was playing Kinect, not because I was rubbing one out at them. Jesus.
Fist of the North Star, Ken's Rage, is coming to the US on November 2nd.
You've got rage, have you, Ken?
I do. I've got some massive rage.
I've heard about that.
Rage!
Yeah. Dead Rising is getting ported to the iPhone.
Huh. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot they made a Dead Rising for the Wii. I totally forgot
that.
Oh, yeah, Chop Till You Drop.
Yeah, yep. I forgot about that thing. More Jimi Hendrix songs are coming to Rock Band. They just broke the 2,000 song mark, as we talked about, with Jimi Hendrix's song. But apparently the rest of his Are You Experienced collection is going to be released on Rock Band. Rock Band! In your face. Captain America's Super Soldiers was announced this week.
Looks pretty cool, actually.
Is it only for the Wii?
No.
Is it for everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
I didn't know. I only saw it announced for the Wii, but then again, I wasn't paying much attention because it's Captain America.
Maybe it's like everything else and there's a different version for the Wii.
Apparently more males injure themselves while playing Wii. There's a joke there.
Yeah, there's several.
They'll see straining too hard.
We all know NBA Jam came out this week, which, by the way, I did get a copy. I just haven't played it yet, just so you know, for the Wii.
Interested to see how that is.
I am too, but I've been playing Castlevania. As we talked about earlier, the Borderlands Game of the Year edition comes with a Duke Nukem Forever First Access Club certificate, and those people will get first dibs on the demo. So basically, Gearbox is punishing me for buying their game and all their DLC early.
Aww.
Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Editions may become DLC, and if it does, I'm going to slap Capcom and everybody who said, you can't add DLC to a fighting game. Yeah, it won't work. That's why we had to release a new disc. Oh, wait, but now we're going to do it. F you.
Everybody at Capcom sound like the Final Fantasy kid in your...
They do if they go back and say, well, we couldn't do it, but now we can. So now I'll make them sound like that. What do you think? So,
yeah, but you gotta admit better. That Super Street Fighter 4 was an incredible package.
It was an incredible package, but I would have paid $40 for the DLC, so I didn't have to buy a new disc. I would have.
That's a shit ton of stuff at the download.
Did we seriously just let more males injure themselves playing with Wii and an incredible package joke both go without saying anything?
I told you the joke was there. Nobody made it fast enough. I moved on.
It sounds like we're maturing more there, Wombat.
No.
Fuck that.
No. No.
Hey, I'm trying to be optimistic here. Come on.
No. All right, that's all the news, because the last piece of news that I saw on there was the Little Big Planet story about how nobody's online. So, there you go. That's the news for the week. You both get excited. I have two other small pieces. Apparently there's a rumor that there's a new Mario going to be announced very soon.
Nice.
Interesting.
And the new Prinny game has been announced, and
really?
It is called, and I wanted to read this because it has the greatest name ever, Prinny 2, Dawn of Operation Panties, dude.
NIS, they're insane.
They are insane. It's set to be released on January 2011 for PSP and PSN. So that's the two that I have that weren't in there. And did we talk about Black Ops supporting 3D? Did we talk about that last week?
I was going to mention that, but I wasn't sure if you talked about it last week. I couldn't remember.
Yeah,
no, I don't think we did.
Yeah, it's Black Ops is apparently supporting 3D not only on PS3, but on 360 as well.
Really?
So, interesting, because everybody said that couldn't be done.
Yeah, well, but it's, you know how many things they say can't be done.
It's all down to... you don't have to have a PS3 to do a 3D game. You just have to be able to fit all of the information on a DVD, so...
Well, apparently, Call of Duty Black Ops sounds like it's the greatest DVD ever produced as far as extra crap in it. Seems like every week they announce something else that's going to be in that game. At this point, they probably could have charged $80 for it.
Don't say that.
I know. I'm just...
Bobby may be listening.
Bobby ain't listening. If he's listening, he can kiss my ass. Goofy-looking motherfucker.
If he was listening to this show, he would have sued us a long time ago.
Ain't no doubt about that. I've got one question here, because I opened this question thread and I got shit in it, okay? You know, bring it, man. Come on. Come on. And, like, three of the questions that we've answered have all been from the same guy, so at least he's getting his money's worth.
My God.
Rockman II7... which I'm guessing is Rockman 27, something like that. He says...
Oh, he made a comment. It's to do with Spartan 117.
Ew.
Master Chief.
But those are letters that I'm looking at.
He said something about that 117 was already taken.
Ah, okay, I got you. So it's like Roman numerals. There you go. His first question is, Comic Jumper, Sonic 4, or Limbo? Which one should I not buy?
No.
Ooh.
I haven't played Sonic yet, so...
Yeah.
I have never played a Sonic game before.
What?
Get out!
I'm not kidding.
Holy shit.
I've never played a Sonic game before.
How have you lived to be however old you are and not played a Sonic?
I'm 25, and I never owned a Sega console.
Holy snap.
I was a Nintendo guy.
Wow.
Wow.
So I guess you would say Sonic 4, huh?
I'm younger than you, Drew, and at least I've played at least, like, when they re-released them on XBLA, I played them.
Yeah, it's just I haven't really had, I don't know, the drive to, really.
You're
I
not
mean,
a,
I just don't...
You're not a fan of furries?
Not really. I mean, yeah, I enjoy them every once in a while, but...
He likes it when you wear the tail.
Yeah. I like tails. But no,
snap.
I don't know what it was about it. I just never played them. I mean, you know, like, I'm not going to say don't buy Sonic 4 because I haven't played it, but I'm actually interested to play it because I want to see what the whole Sonic thing is about.
I don't know if I could really answer this question because I'm excited about Sonic 4. Limbo was very good, and Comic Jumper is incredible. So it's like, if I had to pick one of those, and I know I'd probably get flamed for this because, oh my god, the greatest game that nobody knew about, I would probably say Limbo.
Yeah.
But that's just because that's an acquired taste kind of game. It's very good, but not everybody's going to really enjoy it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably the best answer for that question.
Like, the other two are kind of...
Yeah.
If you don't want to be pissed off, don't play Comet Jumpers. That game will make you mad.
Well, yeah, that game's hard as shit. Alright, does anybody have anything else? K-Dub, Wombat?
No.
I haven't played Limbo, and I probably won't play Sonic, so I don't really have any input.
Alrighty. Next question is totally not for Killer Wolverine.
Oh, good.
Waffles or pancakes?
Don't make me choose.
Pancakes.
I have to go with waffles. I have to go with pancakes.
I'm going to have to go with waffles, actually.
Yeah.
How about this? Pancakes on waffles.
Delicious.
Ooh, you bad man.
That's delicious.
That sounds so good right now.
I think I want to make...
We need to end this show so I can get some waffle cakes.
I'm about to build a waffle pancake sandwich with syrup in the middle.
Ugh.
You're going to put cheese on that?
Oh, hell yeah, I'll put cheese on it. I'm just going to have a fucking heart attack.
Do you want me to blow your mind?
John, I think that requires money that I'm not going to give you for that.
I said mind. Okay.
Well, if you're good at it, you could blow my mind.
Well, in over here, waffles are made of potatoes.
What?
Could you put cheese and bacon on them?
Mind blown.
Can you mail me like some of that? Because I will eat
potato
this.
Waffles.
That's delicious.
Yeah, so awesome.
We have pancakes and waffles are different over here.
Oh, that sounds so good.
So sounds good to the Irish.
Shut up, you spaghetti-eating bitch. You just mad because you can't put marinara sauce on a fucking waffle.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
I'm sure you could, then you'd vomit.
Yeah, it would taste so horrible.
Freak. He also says, do you read these questions before the show? No, that's why it's so funny when we read them and we don't get them. We're like, let's waffle for time. See what I did there?
See what he did there?
Just move on.
His next question we kind of already talked about for anybody that's seen it. He said, what's your opinion on the Panasonic Jungle? Well, now that I've thought about it, that's the worst friggin' name for a handheld ever.
The website is named, or like the website tagline is like, welcome to jungle.
Shouldn't it be welcome to the jungle?
Exactly, that's the joke everybody was making.
I think it's trademark.
It's probably trademark, that's why.
Yeah.
By who, the Bengals or Guns N' Roses?
both own patent, it's 50-50 split, I don't know.
Okay.
They both suck, so.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wow.
Speaking of Bengals, I'm keeping tabs on the game.
It's tied.
Yeah, they just tied it up. Son of a bitch.
Anyway, well, you should be more interested in the fact that the Browns got beat again.
Did they?
Hell yeah, finally.
Yeah, 20-10, Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Dude, the Falcons were playing like shit, though.
Yeah, I know, and the Browns just managed to play worse.
Yeah, I know.
And his last question is, Blur for $40 or Need for Speed Hot Pursuit for $60?
Hot Pursuit.
Actually, I think my answer would be both.
Yeah.
If you have the $100.
Well, you know what? You can go hook. That's not my problem.
Wouldn't be the first time.
It won't be the last. Get on it.
Indeed.
All right. That's the only question I have.
All right.
But I do have Twitters. I have lots of Twitters. Lots and lots of Twitters. We had a shout-out, obviously, from Front Towards Gamer. from Shanghai 6 said, hey, once everyone stopped trying to show off their broken-ass Forge maps, Gamer Night was actually pretty fun, which it was.
It was.
Once everybody stopped showing off their damn broken maps.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Key134 says, I'm bored of Dead Rising 2 already. Not much replay value at all after you reach level 50. Holy shit, dude.
That's that takes like 20 hours to get it to level 50. And you
I think
play
this guy's
one?
Money's worth.
Yeah, I would say.
I was going to say, damn.
What's the point?
Holy crap, man. I can't remember the last game I put more than 20 hours into, except for Just Cause. And Borderlands, and that's been the two games in like the past 12 months that I put more than 20 hours in. Holy crap.
I thought you were going to start Metal Gear Tourette's there. Sounded like a snake.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Right, it wasn't intentional. So there you go. Take that for what you will. Whatever. Tyrant94 says, hey, N4G dudes, beat Enslaved on hard at 2 a.m. this morning. And holy shit, it was insane. Any of you dudes finish it yet? Damn good game.
Not yet.
I am very, very close. I rushed through a lot of it to get my review written, but I have not finished the last couple chapters, which I'm very interested to see. The game looks awesome.
How long do you say it is estimated?
Anywhere between 10 and 12.
Okay.
Depending on how much collecting you do, because I'm always running around collecting those plasma orbs. And I'm trying to find all the masks, which I can't really talk about. Because that's something Namco Bandai specifically said we weren't allowed to talk about.
Okay.
You have to see it to understand it. It's part of the story.
Yeah, because I've only played the demo, so.
Wombat usually read these. Do you remember how to pronounce this guy's name? Heisen Cow?
I think that's it.
Okay, he says, if you guys were a robot master on Mega Man, what would your weapon be? We know who would throw video game controllers or shoot. I'm sorry, that's a continuation. He said, we know who would throw video game controllers or shoot wasabi peas and enter in the stage with the pedo van. It's pedo man.
Greetings, program.
Through the whole level you're running around, you just hear nts, 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 nts. Oh, that's great. Anybody? Anybody want to be a robot master?
Nope. Not.
Mine was taken from me, so I'll go with his answer.
Okay. Nobody wants to be a robot?
I don't know. I would be mediocre game man.
I would be, I'm going to convince you my opinion's right, man. Using the force.
I would be trades in way too many games, man.
There you go. All right.
Apparently, everybody else would be Silent Man.
Silent Man.
Shh.
Shh. Be quiet, man.
Shh. Man.
Shh. Man. DJ Mitsuhara says, "Fuck knows why I'm still awake. It's almost 3 a.m. here on the moon."
Holy cow!
Looking forward to the cast. Any of you guys finished Enslaved?
Bam.
We just talked about it, man. I'm telling you, this game is getting a lot of word of mouth.
No, yeah, I'm glad to hear.
Yeah. Telling you. Cal's 88 says, tell John WUK he's going down when we get around to playing FIFA.
Dane.
You just got called out on the show.
Yes, well, we'll see about that. He'll be playing as the Mighty Leeds. You all know that is. And they won't stand a chance against Manchester United.
Oh, yeah. We got some football talking going on. Okiro L says, Castlevania Lords of Shadow is an amazing game. Fuck the haters. Enslaved graphics are from 2006. Ugly Unreal Engine 3 is showing its age.
Well, that's a bit unfair.
Snap.
Yeah.
Well, Unreal Engine 3 has been showing its age since 2000, whenever it came out. Or 2004.
Maybe.
Was it 2004?
I have no idea when that thing came out.
I don't know. I still think both Gears of War games look pretty good.
Yeah, and I thought Enslaved looked good just because of the lush environments and everything from what I've seen.
The lush environments.
Lush environments.
Jerkstore 81 says you guys rock.
Yay.
Damn right. Yeah. Lax84 says, you guys tried Minecraft yet? I've heard so many people talk about this.
I don't even know what the hell this is.
I'm going to have to check it out, because like everybody and their brother is talking about Minecraft.
I know. It says, if so, what do you think of it? I'm guessing nobody's tried it yet.
I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
Yeah, it's, go ahead.
I was going to say, there is a free version if you do want to try it.
Huh. Is it PC I'm taking it?
Yeah.
Okay.
My understanding is basically that the, it's first person, and you basically build, kind of a fort, and then at night, it gets attacked by monsters or whatever, and it has to survive the night or whatever. But apparently it's very, very addictive. I don't know.
I don't know. I'll try it out eventually, maybe.
Huh. Interesting. I've heard a lot of people...
Steam? I don't think so.
No. I know he takes sort of PayPal, so it can't be Steam. That's how he's made his money, through PayPal, because you can, there's different versions, some of which you can pay for, like an ongoing, to be involved in the ongoing beta. And it started out with something like $5, and now it's up to about $15. And, a couple of weeks ago, he made like, 260,000 in a day or something like that.
Wow.
Because the word of mouth and the buzz on it is so much that everyone got out and downloaded it. But as I say, there is a free version that sort of gives you access to it, but I don't think multiplayer. It might just be on the sort of bit on your own that you can.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah. Anyway. It sounds interesting, though, the concept of it.
All right. Radio PM says, wow, 3 tweets. That's a low number.
That was last week.
Yeah, picked up NBA 2K11. It's awesome. Just like you said, Zero. Is. Now waiting for Need for Speed. God, there that game's going to be awesome.
It is.
Ugh. Silly Ace says, just wondering when the next time you guys are going to podcast in the same room again. You guys have more...
Unlikely with me, eh?
Well, yeah. You will never be in the same room with us podcasting, more than likely.
Unless you decide to make the trip to Ohio.
Yeah. He says...
Fuck that shit.
And you guys have more energy when you do.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree, too. It's just kind of a shame that, life kind of gets in the way of that kind of stuff.
I don't know if I'd call it a shame.
Well, no, but I mean, you know...
He also says that there needs to be more Boogeyman.
More Boogeyman all around. I haven't talked to Boogeyman in a couple months.
Yeah, I don't see him that often.
It's because he's, going to bed at 3 in the afternoon.
Well, he's got to stay up long enough to watch Matlock. To watch his stories.
Oh, that's funny. His stories. Fixer says, great game last night. R. Wombold was kicking ass. What game was he in?
I was actually. I put up a lot more kills than I expected to.
You know what? I had two games.
I was in first or second. I was in first or second, like 4 games.
So was I. I didn't get no shout out.
I had a 20 kill game.
Yeah, on the other team. Way to go.
I know. When I switched teams, like, I got the more kills than I did with you guys.
Well,
did you say that was Fixer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he probably shouted me out because we were right next to each other most of the night. Like, we were basically right next to each other in the game almost the whole night, so.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, okay? Whatever.
Whatever, man. At least you got to play.
Look, you ain't got to be a hater.
I'm going to be a play hater. Now, he also says, and now we need to play a regular game of Halo Reach instead of crappy custom maps. Agreed, brother.
Agreed.
Oh, snap. What the hell just happened in the Raiders game? Safety.
Oh, snap.
Safety. We're up 2-0.
Didn't know this was the Raiders game podcast.
You shut up. It just started. I got a text. Okay.
The Buccaneers are about to beat the Bengals, though.
Yeah, well, that's not news.
I'm sorry. just keep going.
GrayF34 says, hey guys, you all plan on playing Halo co-op Reach when the game comes out? No. I'm going to say no.
He actually, and I want to go ahead and apologize to him, because he actually sent me a message last night asking me if I wanted to. I was, after you guys got online, I decided to go ahead and finish up the single player of Reach. And he sent me a message last night when I was in the last mission asking me if I wanted to play co-op. And I just, I'm the type of guy that likes to, I like to finish my games by myself first. So
you like to play with yourself?
For that. Yes. That's my preferred method.
Anyway.
It's just less complicated.
Cows88 also says, who the heck, crew or wizards, play as a real team? Killer Wolverine, like Leeds United.
I don't want to play as any of them Brits.
Oh, snap.
What's up, dude? What's up? H-Dogger says, sorry I couldn't make it to play Halo Reach last night. I was at the drive-in.
Really?
Wow, really? Where are... Is there one... Wow.
Yeah, he tweeted that he was watching... He tweeted that he was watching that movie Devil.
Oh, that's awful movie.
It
wasn't awful, but it was not very good.
Does it have a twist?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, don't tell me the fuck about it.
It's easily worked out, though, so...
He says, maybe do another Halo night at some point. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
GrayF34 also says, hey, guys, here at work watching football scores. Packers up by 10. Got to get this win, which apparently they are... They're tied. They're in overtime.
Oh.
Yeah, it's 13-13 in overtime. I do hope the Packers pull that out. I'm kind of rooting for them this year. And he also says, when you guys are going to do a co-op night for Halo Reach?
Eventually.
Sometime in the future. Yeah, sometime. Probably after everybody's already beat it twice.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
And D Hoof says, which is Donnie Hoof. I can see that now because guess what? The N4G podcast is on the new Twitter.
Oh,
what's up? What's up?
What's up, man? Bye-bye. I'm on the new Twitter.
I'm on the new Twitter.
I ain't wearing a shirt on here either.
Got me a tan. he says, you guys ready for New Vegas? Yeah, I'm ready to skip it.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. Why?
Oh, I can't either.
Okay, I'm the tool. Whatever. Yep. Who is picking it up?
I am.
I'm getting it.
I will play it eventually.
I am, I guess.
Apparently, everybody's a tool in here except for me and K-Dub.
Yeah, I'm not going to play it.
Are you getting a copy of it, Ken?
Yeah, Drew's getting it.
Oh, I was trying to keep that on the download.
That's fine. I see. Okay.
He says, or will you choose the Force Unleashed? Yeah, I will choose that.
Yeah.
I will actually choose a fun game.
I'm going to get a break.
Aren't you always talking about how you don't have to hate on other games to like other ones?
You know what? But Fallout's like my thing. It's like my greetings programs. You know, I constantly hate on Fallout ever since Fallout 3, and everybody was talking about how it was game of the year. I'm like, it's game of my ass. I don't want to play that crap.
Okay. Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
You're a loser.
Shut up, Two Worlds. Nobody's going to take your game opinion seriously when your game of the year was Two Worlds.
My game of the year was not Two Worlds.
Oh, I'm sorry, Two Human. Oh, that's it. That's all I got.
All right.
That's not a bank. Exactly. Well, bam, there it is. Yeah. I'm gonna steal that.
Don't steal mine. That's mine.
No, you stole that from Kudo.
Yeah, but he didn't mean to do it.
Well, I don't think he meant to be ugly, but, you know.
Well, bam, there it is.
sometimes life sucks.
It'll just happen.
I don't know. Don't ask me questions I don't have an answer to. I don't have anything else. Normal shout-outs. I do have something else. I'm sorry. When I post the show tomorrow, I will be running a contest for a Comic Jumper code.
Uh-oh.
I haven't quite decided how I'm going to do it yet. So, if you got an idea, can you give it to me? Because I'm not good at coming up with ideas.
Make him do a picture thing like Cat does all the time when it was like, show me a picture of your nasty shirt or something.
Huh. Yeah. Hold on a minute. I'm going to do this. Boom, boom goes my ringtone. Yeah, I'm going to play it again. Okay, that's what I want. I want people to send me a sound file of them singing this song.
Oh, God.
And the best the best one is going to win this code.
And it's going to get played on the podcast.
It will get played on the podcast. So, once again, here's the song. You got to sing this. It's only, what, 16 seconds? Yeah.
It's not long, yeah.
Yeah. 16 seconds. You got to sing this. It's not like you got to memorize the words. You got to sing that, and you got to send it in, and we're going to play it on the podcast, and next week we'll pick the winner, and you will get the code. You get a free copy of Comic Jumper. All you got to do is make an ass of yourself for 15 seconds, and you're going to win a code. That's awesome. but as always, follow us up on Twitter at the N4G Podcast, at R. Wombold, at Killer Wolverine, at John... Was it John W. UK?
Come on, man.
I'm getting
there. You must know it by now.
You got so many names. I don't know.
It's John W. UK. It's my... everything's John W.
Okay. Whatever. Whatever. John W. UK. And follow at... It's not Frustrated Fury anymore. It's DML Fury.
There you go.
So...
That kind of that sounds better if you ask me. It has a bit of mystery to it. DML.
Mystery.
Yes.
Did I miss anybody? At J Borsig. Sorry.
Thank you.
You know.
Oh, bless.
You know what? Everybody would give me some shit, and I can't remember anything. Give us some iTunes reviews.
Yes, please.
We like them. Go. We like them dar reviews.
But only good ones.
Hey, I'm going to actually pull a small games con and ask if I can give a shout out.
Okay.
He actually messaged you on Twitter wanting a direct download. He's a good buddy of mine. I went to high school with him, actually, and I turned him on to the show. His name is Daniel Pittard. Is D Pittard on Twitter. Good friend of mine. Hey, Daniel. There's your shout out.
Rock. And I just have to say right now that the Raiders are beating the crap out of the Chargers.
Yeah, Bengals lost.
Good.
By a field goal.
The Raiders have blocked two punts, scored a safety and a touchdown, and kicked a field goal. We're up 12-0. What's Jesus. Up, bitches?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, we're not going to get in that conversation. So recognize. Anyway, go Raider Nation, rock it.
I just want to read you guys, by the way, we got a review on August 28th that I meant to read on the air back then and never did. I believe this is my favorite iTunes review of our show so far. The subject is just crap. Three exclamation points.
Dude, I'm waiting for this. This is going
to
be awesome.
The review is, what an absolute waste of time. How they made it to 165 episodes is somewhat of a miracle. Actually, crap could be a step up for this podcast. Deserve a zero.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The first, who wrote that?
He left that review. Justin.
That was Terra 4 Gary.
Terra 4 Gary. I've seen him. Isn't he on N4G?
I don't know. Probably is. But you know what else I like? This one is funny. We got 3 stars from Rajman73. And in his 3-star review, which is better than half, he writes, annoying. Listen to Rebel FM instead. I think those are my 2 favorite iTunes reviews that we've ever got.
And on that note,
they're fucking.
Oh my God! I just saw Cal. See, Cal's is over here calling you all out. He just called out Killer Wolverine on Twitter and said, "Are you playing FIFA on easy or something?" Just seeing you were waiting. You were winning 8-0.
Yeah, yes, then.
Hell yeah!
Awesome. All right, well, that's all I got.
If I actually win at something, it makes me feel better. So I, you know, bump it down to as easy as possible.
So. Nice.
It boosts my self-esteem.
Nice.
Aww.
All right, well, that's all I got. That's all I got. I have nothing else. Does anybody else have anything else before I shut this down?
I love
no,
your
no,
mom.
No, not that I can think
you love
of.
What?
Your mom.
Oh, okay. Well, she knows that.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, but since Gambus Khan is not here, I'm going to have to call on a free-range chicken. So.
Okay, then. Here goes nothing.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast. Oh, you can't!
It's me, Mario!
Zero dollars.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat!
And I always
live
being angry.
Killer Wolverine! Play games, not consoles! No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.